You're listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Ben Ryland. The sun is out here in London, perhaps a little bit too much, and so we're looking towards an equally sunny place for this week's TV review. Brazil, of course. We'll be looking at the soaps and chat shows that have been driving the water cooler chat recently, and we'll discuss how the media is going to cover the upcoming Olympic Games. And my expert on all of this is Monocle's very own Brazilian, Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Fernando, welcome to the Monocle Arts Review.
Pleasure.
Now, your first pick is a new show by an iconic Brazilian TV presenter called Xuxa. Okay, that was pretty self-explanatory, Faye. So this is a new chat show hosted by Xuxa. Tell me a little bit about Xuxa.
She is iconic. She started her career in the early 80s. And, you know, she kind of was the first one to host kids' show in Brazil. I think before we just had kind of either cartoons or something that was not very popular. Mm. And, you know, she was very pretty at the time in the 80s. She was kind of tall, blonde. And it's funny because at those times, they were, you know, of course, it was not as politically correct as today. So she was wearing miniskirts, actually.
Really? So she started out as a children's TV presenter wearing miniskirts.
Yes. I think some of the scenes from her 80s show would be a bit outrageous today. But she did change during her career. So in the 90s, you know, she put some more clothes on. And you know, it became more about educational, may I say, the concept. But no, she went through the times. And I also have to say, she had a very successful music career at the same time. You know, I think she released about 5 or 6 albums in the 80s. And all of them are on the list of the best-selling Brazilian albums of all time. You know, she had hits. I mean, even nowadays, I mean, everybody knows the lyrics of her tracks. And there's another interesting thing here. She was very popular in Latin America as well. It's very difficult to do this crossover between Brazilian artists going to Latin America, especially because of the language. But she also released her albums in Spanish, which is quite an interesting thing as well.
Wow. Okay, so hearing how her career has developed sort of solves a few mysteries for some of the loves in your life for me, Faye. Tell me about your favorite moment in Xuxa's career then.
Of course, I had to choose this track. The song's called Hilarie, and we're going to hear a clip of it's part of actually her show in 1988. I mean, it's a shame you can't see the images, I mean, but I'm sure you can find out if you do proper research. But let's hear a clip of Hilarie.
So, I mean, that was another song that sounds kind of self-explanatory to me. It's a very simplistic sort of sounding song, isn't it?
It is. Sometimes that's all we need. It's a great song.
So I understand that she's just moved, though, to... So the name of this network she's moved to is... Well, in English, it would be said as Record, but you say it differently.
Record.
Okay, what prompted that move?
That was very controversial. This happened late last year because, you know, Xuxa, since the 80s, she's been on Globo, which is our main TV network. And in the noughties, she was not as popular as she was in the 80s and the 90s. And Globo gave her space on Saturday morning, like, you know, like a chat show, but it was very relaxed. I mean, I wouldn't say it was a flop, but it was definitely not as influential as her early career.
You can't be influential with a time slot on a Saturday morning, regardless of what your market is, can you?
Exactly. But at the same time, her image is very strongly associated to Globo. They're very connected. So everybody was really surprised when Record paid a very high price. It was one of the biggest transfers in Brazilian television. And, you know, it was quite interesting as well because, you know, Record, finally they're having the money to get all those major artists from Globo. And they tried to give her a new concept. So basically, this would be like a late talk show on every Monday evening at 10.
So this new show she's doing for the new new network. It's got a different format and takes on a different identity to what she's done before.
It does. It's a bit more adult. I mean, when I say adult, I mean she's not, you know, covering wars in Syria or anything. But, you know, it's a light-hearted chat show, you know, with footballers and major stars. The most famous lot, actually, is something called Talk Talk, you know, and you knock on someone's door. And basically she travels every week to visit a fan of her in Brazil, and it's all people are crying and say, oh my God, Xuxa's here and she's here to see me. And there is one interesting bit here, Ben. She was heavily criticized by Brazilian media in her new show because she is trying to copy Ellen DeGeneres in a way. She even has the same haircut, the same style, you know, the little dances in the beginning. So people say that Xuxa lost her originality in a way. And if you do look at both shows, they do look very similar in a way. Apparently she made, well, apparently not because I've seen that, she made fun of herself being similar to Ellen DeGeneres in a way. But that was a bit weird, in my opinion.
Not really a fair criticism. I mean, there's nothing revolutionary about the format of Ellen's show. Anyway, we do need to move on to our next topic now. Faye, just quickly though, what is the name of Xuxa's show?
It's actually her full name, Xuxa Meneghel, and it's every Monday, 10:30 p.m. on Record.
Well, now, Faye, we need to talk about some Brazilian soap operas, which is something that never really escapes our gaze too much here on Monocle 24. But I do think it's time for an update. First, though, any new trends within this arena? I think it's kind of funny to say the soap opera market is something that would have trends, but in Brazil, they still run very thick, don't they?
Absolutely. And I can tell you the main trend here. No experimentalism, no sex and no violence. Well, still a little bit of sex and violence, but, you know, but not as much as they...
Sounds like a nunnery.
Yes. Well, you know, Brazil is having difficult times in this last 2 years. You know, we're in recession, we have a political crisis, you know, the Zika, a lot of bad news in a way. So, and at the same time, in the last 5 to 10 years, Globo, they tried to be a little bit more experimental with their soaps, which sometimes it did work. But they saw, you know, the audiences were not watching Globo anymore. They were moving to other TV channels like Record. I have to tell you something about Record. You know, they love the biblical soaps. You know, they are very traditionalist. You know, they go to the easy stories, you know, where the good characters are good and the villains are bad.
So when you say biblical, though, I mean, the Bible is obviously one of the raciest stories ever written. But if you take the sort of depictions that we're used to over the years, a lot of that has been filtered away and we're just shown the very, upstanding, sanitized versions. Are you talking about those sorts of stories that people are turning to?
Of course, absolutely the sanitized version of that. So I think Globo caught the mood now, and their directors actually had a meeting, I believe last year, and they said, look, we have to change the way we do things. And the 9 p.m. soap, which is the one that everybody watches and is the most influential one, the last two were set in Rio, and they have a lot of scenes in favelas. You know, they were quite graphic at times, you know, very violent. They look like, sometimes an American TV series like Breaking Bad, in a way. You never seen that in soaps anymore. And I think this scared a part of the population, because let's remember, this is open TV, you know, it's not only about for a niche. I mean, everybody's watching, you know, from the housewives to people working, to everyone, from 7 years to 8 years of age. So you do have to be careful sometimes.
Well, Fernando, there was quite a controversial scene that made some headlines in Brazil last week. Let's take a listen and then you can explain to us what's going on.
Mas não pra sempre. Um para sempre.
Fernando, anything could be happening right there, couldn't it? We really can paint pictures with our imaginations. Perhaps paint a picture with your words for us.
I will try to paint a picture. And it's funny because I just said, you know, there would be less sex and violence. But we are talking about here about the 11 p.m. soap. And that scene, yes.
And we're talking about Brazil. So really, you can't get rid of sex and violence completely from the television screen.
So this scene was screened last week and everybody was talking about. And the main reason, because, you know, the noises we just heard, That was the first sex scene between two men in a Brazilian soap opera ever. We had the gay kiss, I think we even discussed here in Monaco 24 a few years ago. But that was a very beautiful scene. And it's interesting that this scene happened in a historical soap, because this soap opera is about the daughter of Tiradentes. Tiradentes was a Brazilian revolutionary in the 18th century. So you know, it's not like a current soap of two urbanites in Rio de Janeiro having sex.
It's a historical soap opera, though.
Yeah, between the...
About Brazil's own history.
Absolutely. And wow. Includes this thing as well. That was the love affair between the very macho captain, Tolentino, and he was having sex with André, which is a bourgeois guy from the high society in Rio de Janeiro at that time.
So considering that, as you say, Brazilians love their soap operas, they're always running thick all over the television screens throughout the schedules. It's interesting to me that they've made some soaps here about Brazil's own history. What sort of context do Brazilians then use that when relating to their own culture? Is that part of the reason that it is so important to Brazilians to have these sorts of stories shown on the television, even if they are told via the medium of soap?
Absolutely. You know, because especially when it's historical soap, it talks about, you know, the current situation. For example, in this soap opera, they talk about racism as well, which is a situation that we still have. So even with these historical stories from the 18th century, 19th century, they somehow can be modern as well. It's very interesting.
All right, Fernando, finally today, let's talk about the Olympics.
Não tem fim. Só recomeço. É assim que eles vencem e inspiram a gente a vencer.
Now, Fernando, Brazil is getting ready to host its first Olympic Games in about 2 weeks from now. Do you think Brazilians will stop watching soaps during the event, though? Will the Olympics be enough to pull them away?
No, that's my answer. And that's something that I was very surprised by, knowing the Brazilians' love affair with soap operas. But Globo, which is, of course, the main network, and they have the rights to show all the Olympic events, basically they're not changing their schedule. So the soap operas, don't worry if you're a fan, there will still be the 6 p.m. one, the 7 p.m. one, the 9 p.m. one, and the 11 p.m. one. The only difference, they'll be slightly shorter. So, for example, instead of having like 50 minutes, they'll be like 40 minutes. And Globo said that, for example, if there's
so
like... They're chopping off 10 minutes. What a huge change.
What?
But, for example, they also mentioned, let's say if there's a gold competition with a Brazilian athlete that might win something, then they might give a little break during the soap for that, but just for those kind of very specific events. So not too much change there. I was very surprised because they paid a lot of money for
it. Look, I understand from what you're telling me that Brazilians love their soaps. Okay, fine. When the Olympics were in Sydney, I can recall that, even when they weren't in Sydney, when they've been in other nations around the world as well since 2000, the Olympic network in Australia will actually, sure, you'll have the main events showing on the main channel, but they'll have their sister stations on some of the digital networks. So you might have Channel 9, the main broadcaster, then you'll have 9.2, 9.3, and so on. And they'll be devoted entirely 24/7 to only Olympic coverage. So regardless of what time of day it is, early hours of the morning, you can always tune in and see live coverage of the Olympic Games. So the other schedules, they were changed around, but they weren't impacted too much. I find it fascinating here that that sort of thing is not happening in Brazil, that the soaps are so important that they won't be budged.
Just so you have an idea, I mean, this is a country where, every Wednesday is the day of the football match in the evening. For some reason, because Globo is so powerful, the football matches, they only start at 9.30 or 9.40 p.m. just because of that. Just because Globo wants to show the 9 p.m. soap opera. That's the only reason why the football match is not at 8 p.m. That's the only reason. That's for me fascinating. And it's terrible for people who pay to go to those stadiums, because then they have to leave the stadiums at around midnight where there's no public transport. So there's a huge thing here to discuss about that.
Well, the Olympics really just never stop giving to us. Well, Fernando, that does bring us to the end of today's show. Thanks to Fernando Augusto Pacheco for his Brazilian picks this week all over the television screens over there. You have been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Ben Ryland. My producer was Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when we'll talk books with Kathy Rensenbrink. But for now, thanks for listening and bye-bye.